Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
No actor or actress can successfully play the part of another individual without finding out what that person really is. Getting into their skin. Thinking is the other thought, not simply having a makeup artist turn the actor into a lookalike. When Mel Gibson asked Jim Caviezel to play the role of Jesus Christ in his film, The Passion of Christ, Jim knew who Jesus was. He had been raised as a Roman Catholic and, along with his 4 siblings, went to Mass on Sunday. But he didn't really know him. Watching Billy Graham on television as a teenager was also a pivotal moment in his life, so he reflects. But it was playing the role of Jesus in the film that forever changed his life. In the process, he discovered who Jesus really is. It wasn't learning Aramaic, or getting struck by lightning with no adverse effects, or the hardship and suffering he endured playing the part. It was painfully coming to a deeper understanding of who Jesus Christ is and why it was necessary for him to die. Though you may have never considered this, that kind of understanding was exactly what Paul said every child of God should have. In his letter to believers in the city of Philippi, Paul wrote, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Another version puts it, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ." Your life, and I am confident that Jim Caviezel would tell you the same thing, will be affected 5 ways. 1, your perspective will be different. Jesus saw the end from the beginning, while our vision is very limited. Jesus' perspective was different because he knew God had the power to raise him from the dead. He said confidently, "No one takes it, meaning my life, from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This commandment I receive from my Father." He was in control, not the Romans or the Jews who sought his death. 2, your attitude will be different. Focus on just one area of attitude, worry versus trust. Did Jesus worry about what was on the horizon? Not in the least. He set his face like a flint and walked to Jerusalem with head high. 3, your values will be different too. Your time will be spent differently. Your relationships will take on new importance, and you'll spend money differently too. The reality is that 5 minutes after you die, your car will be meaningless, the size of your home unimportant, the amount of money you have left in your account at the bank inconsequential. What you have invested for God in eternity, though, will take on immediate importance. 4, your boundaries will be different as well. I've been reading A History of Ireland, that beautiful country which has been so torn by religious strife and prejudice. How we have faithfully held on to our beliefs, better described as prejudices, pales in light of how we have treated our neighbor. Our boundaries, our prejudices, our attitudes of racial superiority, they melt and fade when we gain the mind of Christ. 5, finally, your thinking will be different. Jesus looked at life from a different perspective, and according to what he's told reporters, Jim Caviezel will play roles differently in the future than he has in the past, to the great dismay of directors who don't really like the new and different Jim Caviezel as much as the pre-Passion one. The bottom line is when we begin to think as Jesus did, we're different people. It's just that simple. May I suggest that you take a moment and turn to your New Testament, Philippians chapter 2, and notice that Paul says, we are to have the mind or the attitude of Jesus Christ. When we gain that, it changes our whole world and perspective. I'd like to hear from you. Email reaches me at guidelines@guidelines.org. You have just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Saleh.